listening to Women Aloud with Mo Gaffney. Shauna Wright is on vacation. We're speaking with Heather Meltzer. She's a certified feng shui consultant about how to feng shui your home and how much the idea of elements is important for feng shui. Now then, we just talked about sort of trying to balance the elements in your home for feng shui. It's important. Yes. And now why don't we just do briefly, if you just want to start and sort of do a feng shui light until you can hire a consultant like yourself in your home, what would you advise starting with and doing?
There's probably about four areas I'd say to start with.
Okay.
To kind of achieve some good feng shui flow in your home. The first would be just simply clear out any clutter.
Clutter is bad for feng shui.
Well, it's just like it's energy that's being weighed down.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to kind of get through some of those piles and kind of, you know, straighten things up just so that the energy has room to flow and you can have some breathing room in your home.
It also, you know what I realized yesterday? I've had, I got new lighting fixtures and I still have the boxes in my dining room. And every time I walk by them, I think about them. Every time I walk by them, I think, because I put the old lighting fixtures in the new lighting fixture boxes. And I have to take them to the garage, and I haven't yet because I'm lazy. And
That's a form of clutter, you know.
Yeah,
those
and it
that
totally
kind of weigh
takes
you down.
Up. It takes up energy just because when you walk by them, you think, "Oh, I got to move those every single time."
Every single time. Well, and imagine if it's something, you know, that just stays there for months and months. You know, eventually you don't have that conscious thought anymore, but that energy still exists.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So get rid of the clutter, number one.
Yeah, and then I would say probably to get rid of or fix anything that's broken. Well, just to get things functioning, flowing properly, whether it's, you know, a door that needs to be fixed or some plumbing that needs taken care of or, you know, the picture that, you know, needs to be rehung or something like that. You know, all these little things that aren't kind of getting done, you know.
It's like the clutter of the mind.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And can physically be clutter in your environment. You know, the chair that's broken. You know, you have that one dining room chair that needs to be fixed.
Right.
You know, it's kind of offsetting the balance of that whole room.
Yeah. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. These are just good ideas, feng shui or not.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then I'd say probably the next thing would be to fix up your front door, your front entryway.
Because in what way?
Well, just in any way. You know, your front door is really important in feng shui. It's where all the energy kind of comes into your home. So if you haven't changed out your welcome mat in 10 years, you know, it's time to get a new one.
Or
you
if
know.
It's full of dog hair like mine is.
Maybe clean that up a little bit you know, sweep away some of the cobwebs. Make sure there's some, you know, nice either flowers or some garden outdoor artwork or something. Just anything that when you are coming home to your house, it just kind of makes you think, I'm home. You know, that feeling.
Instead of yet again.
Exactly.
Looking and thinking, God, I got to get rid of those cobwebs. This just makes perfect sense.
And that's the energy that you take into your house with you.
Right, right. And oh, that's a good one. Okay.
And then probably another thing, which is...
ask you a question before you go on. Now, speaking of the front of your house and your front door, does it matter what color your front door is?
Red can be an auspicious color in feng shui.
How about a sort of a reddish rust color?
That's good.
Okay.
But the important thing is, even if you can't have a red door, is to just have something that's contrasting.
With your house.
With your house color.
So if you have a white house, don't have a white door.
Exactly.
What color is your door, Jason?
Blue.
And what color is your house? Everything's wrong at your house.
Well, you can add something, you know, if you can't really change the actual door color.
You can paint it.
Well, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, depending on if you live in, you know,
your own
home
renting,
or you're renting. Sure. But you could, you know, hang something on the door. Either, you know, a wreath or some welcome sign or just something that does have some contract in it.
That makes sense. Now,
I have a wreath.
You have a wreath? All right.
Okay.
Stick that wreath on your door, mister.
And these are all the little things, you know, when a consultant comes into your home, they're going to go through and look at every single little detail like this. Because,
right,
you know, you're not paying attention to that kind of a thing
all the time.
Sometimes.
Well, so declutter, get things fixed, front entrance, very important. What's the fourth thing?
I'd say fixing up your bedroom. You know, your bedroom is where you gain the most support in your life.
Really?
So you can have...
You haven't been in my bedroom lately. Well, not a whole lot of support in there. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. you know, you want to make sure that it's a peaceful, relaxing environment. You know, definitely want to clear out any clutter. You know, if you have like, you know, old linens, you know, maybe spruce that up a little bit to make sure the artwork is, you know, something that you enjoy looking at. You know,
and you know what, Heather? So many people, me included, that's the last thing I thought of, mm-hmm. really is making my room particularly nice. I painted it a greenish color when I moved in, a sagey kind of a color. But other than that, I just have my old stinking furniture. And, you know, I didn't go out of my way to make it feng shui-y at all. And I think a lot of people, they think of the front room, you know what I mean? Living room, the dining room, all the rooms people see.
Exactly.
You know, when they come over, but they don't think of like their own bedroom or they get the kids' rooms fixed up.
Exactly. Exactly. Ugh. And then you think about, you know, people's lives. You know, they spend a lot of time fixing up all these other rooms and not so much for themselves. And they're, you know, not as full of energy and kind of.
Yeah.
You know,
parents do that a lot. Mm-hmm. And single parents do that a lot. Do you know, because everything else seems more important and all you do is sleep in there, they think.
Right. Well, you, as I said, you know, just sprucing it up a little bit, just add a little TLC to the bedroom, you know, just think about
that. Yeah, that's good. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I really am. I mean, I've got nice sheets and all of that because
but how about
I do enjoy
artwork?
Sleeping. I don't have artwork.
Okay.
I mean, I have, the thing is I have almost all the walls are taken up by windows.
Mm-hmm.
And one is by a whole wall of closets. And then we have windows. And then we have shelving on the one, on the other wall.
Okay.
So I do have something up there, but guess what I have?
What?
You're going to laugh at me. I love the Virgin Mary.
Okay.
I love the image of the Virgin Mary. And so I have all these great different images. I really like the Mexican version.
Okay.
Lady of Guadalupe.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. And so I have different, I got rid of a lot of it. I only have, I think, two left.
Okay. Well, and that's, you know, these are the little things that you look at in terms of what you're looking to achieve in your life or where you're looking to go.
To be a virgin?
Well, no, just
no,
in terms
not
of,
really.
You know, in terms of relationships, you know, are there symbolic representations of just one single person?
Yes.
You know,
she's there with Jesus.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? Depending on the not so much anymore. Now it's just her, but I guess I've got to get representations of two people.
Of two people or pairs of things are good in bedrooms.
Unless I'm a little bit I'm going to go ahead and say wild, then I'll get representations of three things.
You know, as I said, it's different for every person.
Heather's like, "Whatever, man. I'm just feng shui consultant.
Do whatever I'm just going to help you achieve exactly what you want." So
okay, I did not know. I think you mentioned that before, that you need representations of pairs rather than
but in the bedroom,
the Virgin
just overall.
Mary. What was I thinking?
Well, a lot of it is subconscious, just in general, in all areas of our homes. You know, because it is a mere reflection of what's going on in our life. We tend to subconsciously design our homes to reflect what's going on.
We do.
We're
nutballs, aren't we?
Well, think about, you know, your home's a mere reflection. I say that a million times, but it really is. Think about, you know, different friends and relatives, and think about what their homes look like, and think about who they are as people.
Right.
You know, and you start to see all the different people.
I know a serial killer. No, I'm kidding. Wouldn't it be funny if I did? Just by their home. Yeah. Well, it's certainly going to make me look at my house differently now that you've mentioned all this. Thanks a lot. One more thing to worry about.
Well, as you know, that's the most important thing, is just understanding there's a relationship between your home and what's going on in your life. So when you kind of start looking around at things differently, that's what it's really all about.
What does it mean that I haven't put those lighting fixtures in the garage? What does that say about me?
Lazy.
True. What
well,
do you think? That was Jason said I'm lazy. Now I'm going to get the actual smart person. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Heather.
I don't know exactly what that might mean. I'd have to, you know, talk to you a little bit more about that stuff. But, you know, just not wanting to move forward with certain things in your life.
Oh.
You know, if there are a lot of things like that in your home that you're just kind of not getting to.
Yeah, there are.
And, you know, then I'd ask you to
think about. My excuse is I don't have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
mm-hmm.
an excuse because I can walk by them 400 times. And it's just, you know, I'm going to say maybe 50 feet to the garage.
Right.
It's not like I'd have to put on my mukluks or anything.
Right. And if it's just one thing, that's not going to, you know, be the end of the world in feng shui. But if you have, as you said, you know, a lot of things like that, Yeah. You know, those are the things that kind of would indicate that, okay, maybe there's something being blocked that you're not moving forward.
Yeah.
In some area.
It's probably a lot of areas, Heather, if you're going to bring it up right now.
Okay.
So those are our four things. We're going to declutter. We are going to get things fixed. Mm-hmm. We're going to make sure the front door looks nice, mm-hmm. The front area
front,
where we walk into
entryway.
Our home.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully have a contrasting door color to the house.
Yes.
Right. And mm-hmm. why is that again?
Just to kind of like, you can find, yeah, exactly. Essentially, yeah. So the energy knows where to find you.
And so the energy can find you. There you go. Because if it's all one color, they're going to be like, where's the door?
Mm-hmm.
The energy things. And then we want to make sure our bedroom is feng shui-y, which is clearing the clutter,
mm-hmm.
fixing things in there, and making it kind of nice.
Yeah, adding a little TLC. To the actual, you know, furnishings and decor.
And having something in the right corner that represents
Relationships,
which we want to have, you know, depending. If you just broke up and you're like, I don't want any relationships, put a picture of the Virgin Mary in the corner. This is what I'm saying. And you want some time off, do that. But if mm-hmm. you want to meet somebody, put a pair of something there.
Exactly.
A pair of candles.
Because
you got fire and you mm-hmm. got a pair.
Exactly.
And fire is passion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning this.
See?
So well.
You're getting it.
I might become a feng shui consultant. Because you know what? I could do it and just make stuff up as I went along. Couldn't I? Heather Melser, I want to thank you so much for being on the
welcome.
Show.
Thank you for having me.
I want to remind everybody they can go to harmonyinmotion.com. That's Heather's website, and get more information, maybe even hire her as a consultant.
Yeah, and they can sign up. I do a free Feng Shui Tip of the Month email, so you can just send me your email address. And
yes, we got some of those.
Yes.
They're really good.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Never hurts to have a tip of the month. So thanks so much, Heather.
You're welcome.
Women Aloud with Mo Gaffney. Shauna Rides on Vacation. Stick with us on this, the 4th of July, in our country. We are on Greenstone Media Network.